The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I'm in a trailer. I'm on government cheese. I'm on, you know, I know food stamps. I understand. I understand the struggle. I get pregnant when I'm 18 years old. I have a child when I'm 19 years old. Whole story. I mean, I'm living in Bumox, Arona, a trailer. People call me trailer trash. But I found out God's in the recycling business. He takes what people call trash and turns it to treasure.
Paula White Kane shares her experience with Money Matters next on Life Today.
Well, one of our favorite people is here again today, Paula White. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. She's written a book called Money Matters, and we're going to talk about it. But I think some of you know that Paula White has been advising church leaders, business leaders, and yes, national leaders, political leaders. And you were speaking the truth. Let me just ask you this for our viewers. You watch me speak to all the different denominational leaders, faith leaders, business leaders, and national political leaders.
Yes, sir.
Did I always speak only principles? Did I always speak unwaveringly with deep conviction? Was it always Bible-centered, biblical truth?
100%. And anointed, and wisdom. And when you speak, it's like the Spirit of God breathed on you. I've watched you with what people would consider the most powerful person and the most powerful people in the world. It was you, but it was God through you. God spoke, and the wisdom and the conciseness, and never waver. You don't compromise. I mean, one thing, Betty, I know you know that. It is truth, and you have no problem speaking truth to power and bringing correction in such a loving way that you don't feel like you're getting a spanking. You don't feel like you feel it from the heart of God. And I think how not just influential, but how impactful that has been. People go, oh, well, he did that. No. That impacted so much. We think there are three Supreme Court justices now.
Miracles.
Because you didn't sit back and say, well, I don't have to get on this plane and go take another trip. Well, let someone else do it. God assigned you. And when you think about that, now Roe versus Wade has been overturned and gone back to the states. So I read recently that 6% of less abortion since the overturning of that. 6%. Mm-hmm. So you think about that. That equates between 30 to 60,000 children.
Wow.
In just a few months. That's a stadium.
Yeah.
That's an entire stadium.
Yeah,
so when we begin to think in very practical places like Farmers to Family, which continued through the administration, the Faith and Opportunity Initiative, Opportunity Zone, so many things, Israel, the capital, you know, being named Jerusalem, moving the embassy, all these things. What if you wouldn't have spoke truth to power and so many things? So we think about, sometimes we think, well, I can't do that or I shouldn't do that. But God's word is truth. He has anointed you like he's anointed all of us, but you always say yes. And I've watched you in so many settings and I've just been mesmerized. I mean, I've watched all of the, I hate to say the who's who in ministry, but when you've gotten up and spoken, we've been in break rooms. And as you're speaking, Baptist and Pentecost and denominational and this are on their knees weeping before the Lord.
Well, we've watched God work miracles, Paula.
Amen.
You've opened so many doors. Please know this, we're representing the Lord, but that's what you expect us to do.
Amen.
That's what you pray for us to do. Do they always take all the advice? Do they always take the wisdom that God so freely offers? No, they don't. Oftentimes they confuse us, break our heart, and they may miss it. But we don't stop preaching the truth.
Amen.
Jesus was never swayed by the response of the people. He was moved by God, and he always spoke the truth, and he is the truth. Well, Paula, what you have written here in this book about money matters, because listen, it does matter. Right now, our economic stability is being challenged. Mm. The security has been challenged. We don't know what's going to happen. You get the wisdom, and that's what it is. It is wisdom from God. She is a very brilliant person. She is a very gifted person. She's a great communicator, and she communicates truth to power, too, unwaveringly. And she is so easy for other people to speak to and to learn from. She's willing to learn outside her circle. She wants the circle to be God's family, yeah, healthy, the way He prayed we would be, that we would be supernaturally united like Jesus prayed in John 17, living in supernatural unity. So we're working toward that. And she's been given wisdom there. But I have never seen anything concerning all the issues of money put down in greater simplicity and greater clarity. Here's something she says about how you don't have goals. That's why you don't succeed even financially. You need to identify your goal, identify sub-goals, put your sub-goals in sequence, make a plan for each one of your sub-goals, put a plan on the calendar so that check-in times. Now, she expands these and explains them, okay? Yeah. Identify suitable rewards for yourself as you reach each sub-goal. How these apply to your finances. Goal, get out of credit card debt. Pay Visa, MasterCard, Discover card, and local department store accounts off. Pay them off. Get out of debt. But you show us how to do these things. Paula, I'm telling you, God inspired you to help us when right now money is a serious problem.
Absolutely. I'm so grateful and honored that God really, this has been incubating in me for over a decade, but God put a mandate on me and said, now is the time. So we start with the whole premise that money without a mission is materialism. But we hit all the spiritual side. I hit the emotional side. What's your earliest thoughts about money? What's your earliest feelings? Do you think all rich people are snobs? Do you think all poor people are lazy? We really get down into it because there's a lot driving how we feel about things, how we think about things, what our perception. If we don't think we're worthy, then someone goes to give you a raise or an opportunity. Oh, no. You'll push something away that God wants to bring to you. Then as a pastor, I thought, so many people, when I would have an altar call, I'll ask them specifically, what can I pray with you? Matthew 18, 19, if two of us agree is touching anything. And they'll say, just pray that God bless me. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Or pray that I get out of debt. So the first thing I'll say, well, how much debt is there? Oh, I don't know. So if you don't know how much debt there is, how do you get out? Now, I say this not as a person that just prayed and all of a sudden you don't hit the lotto. That's not in God's word. There's very, very, we don't give to get. There's very strong principles and core truths that we walk by, we live by, and like any decision, decisions from the root of cut off, what we're willing to cut out all the other things, and say very in God's word. So what I start doing is laying all these out in practical ways. How did I go from this broken childhood that had my mind mess up, behavior, what my perception, all that, to having my mind renewed by the word of God, then to getting out of this trailer? I'm in a trailer, I'm on government cheese, I'm on, you know, I know food stamps. I understand. I understand the struggle. I get pregnant when I'm 18 years old. I have a child when I'm 19 years old. Whole story. I mean, I'm living in Bilmox, Arona, a trailer. People call me trailer trash. But I found out God's in the recycling business. He takes what people call trash and turns it to treasure. Did I just pray, God, I want to get out of debt? Of course I prayed. But there was a lot more to that. And so but by the time you get to the end of this book, it's going to help you. I've never lived off of a budget with, like, I've got $100 for groceries. I'm going to do $300 for groceries. Never. I live off percentages. And the reason I live off percentages is because I read J.C. Penney's story when I was 19 years old. J.C. Penney was a hot dog vendor. And he asked God if he could give 90% and live off the 10%. And we know the rest of the story. He became a very successful, wealthy man that left much for the kingdom of God. Well, I'd read in the Bible that God's no respecter of persons. And He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, Hebrews 13. So I said, well, God, if You did it for J.C. Penney, could You please use me to impact this world for You? Now, there was a lot that went with that because someone gave me a turkey in that trailer. And I took half of that turkey and I got on the BART And I went down to 2nd and D in Washington, D.C., 1985, murder capital of the world at the time. There was an advocate by the name of Mitch Snyder, and I decided to feed people in a worse condition than me. I prayed this little prayer and said, God, can I spend the rest of my life doing this? Mm. Now, there's the purpose attachment. Mm. Little did I know, think about this, and I'll get back to the practical, how we got there, that God would one day allow me to be positioned as advisor to a president in the Faith Initiative and Opportunity during a global pandemic where he's on a phone talking to agriculture saying, what are we going to do? We're having to throw this milk out. What are we going to do? Because the supply chain shut down. I wave my hand. I go, sir, I know. And he's looking like, what do you know about ag? You know, I said, I know. And he goes, Paul, what is it? And I said, you've got 384,000 houses of worship. The church can get this out. Mm-hmm. We know. So Ivanka comes in, some other people, and I'm put on a mission that we would put immediately through Farmers to Family $10 billion worth of food to the most wow. impoverished people who would not be able to get it, who were hurting the most, largely through churches, houses of worship. Mm-hmm. So it starts with small beginnings. Don't despise those small beginnings. But how did I get there? How did I learn how to get out of debt? How did I learn how to have big God ideas? How did I see this stuff implemented? So I live off percentages because of JCPenney's story. So I said, okay, my food budget is going to be, say, 8%. Say my clothes budget was going to be 3%. Well, when I made $7,000, that's not very much money, right? So you're going to Goodwill and you're praying for a $5 miracle. And I stayed on that because that was my 3% or what have you. I mean, so when at $70,000, it's still only 3%. So I lived on percentages to decrease my percentages of spending and increase my percentage of giving and leaving legacy. So if you stay in that, and that's how I say, you know, we start out upside down a lot in life. You go off to school and the first thing they start doing is handing you credit cards and everything else. And that $50 dress you buy is going to cost you $500 or $5,000 by the time you have that compound interest. And I show you how that compound interest is going to cost you $5,000 for a dress that you show up on Easter and someone else is wearing the same one. Now you're upset about it. You know? It goes back to Miss Betty and us talking off saying, because we try to find our identity in things, what we wear, what That's we right. drive, and our identity is in Christ and our fulfillment is in purpose. And so money is tied to purpose. And I help you break those demonic thoughts, those generational curses, break those cycles of poverty, practical ways. I didn't get out of debt overnight. But I stuck to saying, if God did that for JCPenney, I believe God will do it for me. I'm not where I completely believe God to have me, but I know this. I'm blessed, James. Yeah. I'm blessed.
And you're really blessed by blessing others,
that's
which is what you're
key.
Doing, what you desire
that's
with this
book. That's the
whole
key.
How important is this for the family to learn, to teach the part of the, it's important foundation in the home.
Vitally important. We learn, think about this. To get a financial license, it takes most people 30 days. To get a massage license, it takes about 9 months to a year. So most of the people that we even look to, and I do advise people who are experts, but you've got to study them, look at them, know what that is. We need to be literate, educated. I go through that. What is the market? How do I know to invest? What's a REIT? What is this? Why real estate? Home ownership is the number one way for generational wealth to be passed down. But the number one way that children learn financial responsibility, Betty, is by seeing you. So people think, well, if they don't know about the problems, but if you actually pay your bills online, however you do it, if you're so old-fashioned with the checkbook, most, you know, ACH, whatever you're going to do, if they see that, you have a budget they can see, 5 years old, sit down, talk about it. Instead of going to that grocery line and that child wants those impulsive buys, you know, that candy bar right before. So, no, we can't afford that. You've just shut that down. That's what I call those words of poverty. Now, you might not have the money to afford that, but you can afford that. How? What you say is, you say, how do we get that? You introduce, instead of saying no, introduce thought process. Bring God into the equation. You know, you might not be able to get that today, but let's see how we can get that. Mm-hmm. So we begin to change. And again, this is not some get rich quick if that's the book you want, this is not it. Because I don't even believe everybody's supposed to. I was at a conference, you'll love this, James, down in the Bahamas. And the speaker before me said, turn to your neighbor, prophesy to the Spirit of God. Everyone's going to be a multimillionaire. You know, and they were, whoa, yeah, praise the Lord. Well, I get up and I said, well, turn to your neighbor. Tell them they better set aside hundreds of thousands of dollars for teams of attorneys, investigations. I go, this, and I just start going. And all of a sudden, you just felt like someone just took the air out of the room. I said, this is crazy. We act like we're supposed to be irresponsible with money, which is the problem with America. Mm-hmm. It's the problem with America. We think America is such a prosperous country. America is in so much debt.
Unbelievable.
If we become, they say, at 50 trillion, which we're closely getting there, will be like Japan and Italy. I talk about the global economy, how it impacts us. What is inflation? What does that actually mean? Why is gas $7 right now, besides shutting down the Alaskan pipeline, which has to do with with elections and stuff? But this money matters is not head knowledge. It's personal, how you keep your records intact, how you do everything right. Accountability, integrity, why those things matter, what does matter to that? I'm sorry, I know I'm going too long here, but there's so much to be said to people with that.
And that's why you need to get the book, because you can tell she's coming out of an overflow. By the way, she said something earlier. I just want to wrap up, because we're going to give you an opportunity to give people a chance at life by giving them water for life, and you love that. And we want to send you this book as a gift, if you'll just give a cup of water, so to speak. But Betty and I never gave. You said earlier, we give to give, not give to get. And Betty and I began giving when we first married. Our first combined income, the first year we were married, $6,000. That's both of us working, $6,000. We never went in debt. Yeah. If we couldn't pay cash for it originally, we wouldn't buy it. And that's just, because you can't do that. You buy a home, sometimes a car. And we understood that, but we knew exactly what it was to be very, very careful. But here's what we did.
Smart.
We never gave thinking we were going to get it. I never gave anything. We never did as a couple because we thought we were going to get something. We gave because it blessed us to give.
Amen.
To meet a need. That's the reason Betty and I seek to give a water well every time we drill water wells. And as the cost goes up, we said, God, we want to do it. We asked God to let us do that when it was really a stretch. But he did it. And we do it. And then we're going to give another one now. Right now, we're going to actually give the second one in this emphasis because God's enabled us to.
Yes.
We're asking you right now, give to give. Give to bless, and you'll be blessed. Please know that. You don't have to wonder, is God looking over this? Does God bless sowing seed in good soil? You better believe it. All right, I want you to just look right now, and I want you to listen to the heart of God in one of our missionary workers where we drill water wells. We've got 150 left to drill. We need your help to do it. Watch closely and prayerfully.
Clean water changes everything. Few know this better than those living in the thousands of communities where Life Outreach has drilled fresh, clean water wells. And with no exaggeration, we proudly say they have many of you to thank. But the gratitude of these communities starts with our missionary partners who serve them. This is Amable, a godly pastor in Burundi who serves as one of Life's ambassadors to his people.
What they're drinking is polluted water. I can even smell it. It's very smelly.
Amable has shared in their joy as well as their pain.
So, drinking this water, I can tell you, equals drinking death.
The power of clean water is undeniable. But triumphs of the past offer little comfort to Marie, who's already lost two children to filthy drinking water. Because for Marie, It's either dirty water or no water at all.
It will be a blessing to have these people with clean water. Really, really, they really need help.
You can help radically transform the lives of Marie and so many like her right now. Help us bring them the gift of safety, the gift of hope. Help us give water for life.
You see the joy of those children watching fresh, clean water come up. See, they knew that down in the ground there was some borehole water, but it was always filthy and smelly and dirty and contaminated, even when they got it there. But it meant there was water down there. And then when they went to the river or the creek or whatever they had, when it had water in it, it was always contaminated. It was killing them. It's like that mother. And Betty, we can actually give everyone the perfect cure. You can be the miracle that mothers like the one we just saw are praying for. You can be the answer to their prayers. And Betty, I've found that when we are an answer to somebody's prayers, it seems amazing how much our prayers are answered, or how more frequently and amazingly they're answered. Would you be the miracle those people are praying for? I believe everybody watching is going to do something.
I believe you will, too. And there's no greater joy as a mother, a grandmother, and now a great-grandmother to see your children, all your babies, happy and healthy. And those mothers get great joy to see their children jumping up and down in that water and taking fresh, clean water to their mouth and drinking it, because they know it will bring life to them.
Well, Betty, I'm just praying right now that you'll say, God, I'm going to be somebody's miracle today. And there's a level at which everyone can participate. We can give 10 people water the rest of their life for a gift of $48. That's how it breaks down. $144, 30 people. But you know, we can drill a well for $4,800, and there are many of you watching who can do that. You can do it. Some may be able to do more than that. Father, I'm praying everyone will do what they can do, what you enable them to do, and you'll make it a joyful love expression. In Jesus' name, you might be able to give a part of a well, like say, I'll give $1,200 and pray three people join me, or $2,400 and pray one other person joins me. We need the miracle right now of 350 wells. Let's be a part of that miracle, would you please? We have some gifts to send you, and we'll gladly send you Paula White's book that I believe will bless you so much on the Money Matters reality. And I promise you, she's going to inspire you and help you. And she's going to bless you and enable you to be blessed and bless others because you do some things differently. Please, go get your bank card. Use it like a check. That's how you always use them, like checks. You must and should do that. And also, if you want to write a check, make it to life. That's exactly what you're giving. We have gifts to send you, but you really are giving the greatest gift. You're giving life itself. And then we tell everyone where abundant life and eternal life comes from. But we demonstrate His love by giving them something they so desperately need. We give them life. Thank you. Thank you for making that call. Thank you for making the gift.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Life Prayer Journal, complete with customized art, scripture verses, and inspirational quotes from Life Today hosts and co-hosts. You'll find plenty of room to write down prayer requests, answered prayers, and your own personal reflections as you spend time with God. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Blessed Cutting Board, a beautiful addition to your kitchen and preparation area. This pine woodcutting board is custom engraved with the word blessed as a reminder of the daily provision of God in your life. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide for 250 people or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our colorful bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
This little child is probably between 2 and 3 years old, maybe 4. But you know, he may not make it past 4 or 5, if he doesn't have the water that he needs. He has water, but it's contaminated. But you know, we have to give them a choice. They don't have a choice right now. Because they don't have that choice, their bodies are being contaminated with this bad water, and their families are dying. Our missionaries have been there and seen them in the hospitals. They're there because they haven't had good water. They've had contaminated water, and it's waterborne diseases that will kill them if we don't reach out and help them in time. Please help us do that. Give these children a chance in life. Thank you so much, and God will bless you richly.
You know, I'm going to close. I've got a friend sitting out here that he lost his daughter. She was in her 30s, and we lost our daughter. She was 40. He loves Jesus. We love Jesus. I'm holding these cardinals up because this is our gift to those of you who will give at least $1,200, start a well or give a well. This was our daughter's favorite of all the creation. And she liked the St. Louis Cardinals too, by the way. She's a baseball person big time. But I can't look at this and not think about our daughter and think about how much you prayed for her. And know that you would have done anything to save our daughter's life. And my friend, I referred to, you would. Well, this is the perfect cure. Give water. We're going to send you the book, Money Matters, if you ask for it, you want it. Just to say thanks for giving a cup of water as you give toward the wells. Paula, thank you for being a witness. Thank you for on your journey, letting God take you through the rough spots, and lift you up out of pits that you fell in, sometimes threw in, sometimes you dug them.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Got you out. And you've lifted a lot of people. You've lifted me and Betty and so many people. She's loved all of you. Mm-hmm. And she's loved you in writing this book, I promise you. So, Paula, you come back anytime.
Yeah. Thank you.
You'll be praying for her.
Thank
Would you,
you
do that? And I know you'll be praying for us.
I love you guys.
We're going to
so
be a
much.
Team. Always going to be a team.
Always.
Thank you, because you're the team. You're the team that makes what we do possible.
Amen.
You do. You are amazing. Thank you so much.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience.
I remember screaming in front of my pastor, "Why does God hate me?"
Vanitha Reisner was desperate for hope. Next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.